the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Sustainability is about more than just planting trees and recycling. In an increasingly disposable world, a focus on sustainable practices is an active sport, not a passive hobby. I'm Emily Letterman. Ahead of Earth Week at Missouri State University, I'm talking with the university's new sustainability coordinator, Tracy Coronado. Missouri State is committed to sustainability and stewardship. Coronado and I both serve on the university's Sustainability Advisory Committee, which is working to create a sustainable environment through community service efforts, the application of earth-friendly technology and practices, research projects, and responsible development planning. Coronado is new to the position, starting this past September, but not new to the university. Through all her schooling, sustainability has become her passion.
I was a student here at MSU. I'm actually still a student here at MSU. I graduated with my Bachelor of Science in Geography and Certificate in Globalization and Sustainability and a Certificate in Geospatial Sciences. So I'm working on my Master's degree in Geography, and I've finished all the requirements for a Certificate in Sustainability on the graduate level.
In her short time on staff, Coronado hasn't fully fleshed out her plans and goals for the university's sustainability efforts. However, she does have some dream projects in mind.
Sustainability also, for something to be truly sustainable, it needs to be beneficial or at least less impactful for the environment while saving money or, you know, creating economic opportunities and preserving social features like culture and heritage, but also making sure that there's equity in the things that we're doing. There are so many people that feel like their individual actions don't matter, you know, but anything that we've done in this world started with somebody, you know, so in that somebody, their ideas spread to the people around them, and then those ideas spread to the people around them, and then it becomes a larger movement. So individual actions really do matter. And also, as far as, you know, companies that decide to do more sustainable things usually decide that because of this is what the customer is demanding. So as consumers, we also have a lot of power in that. And recycling is a big one. We are currently waiting for a few new bins to come in and trying to make it a more cohesive layout for recycling so that, you know, the recycling bins that are indoors look the same everywhere you go eventually, you know. And these recycling bins would also have, you know, kind of picture instructions of what should go in there. In this way, a lot of people struggle with what can be recycled, what can't be recycled.
Coronado hopes to inspire Missouri State students, faculty, and staff to lead more sustainable lives on campus through various avenues of awareness, but says the university also plays a role in the larger Springfield community.
Really, it's about creating awareness. So I would love to, at some point, be able to get more, say, sustainable art on campus that can be displayed, that shows not only how you can create art sustainably, but also just for that attention-grabbing aspect, you know, what better way to get someone's attention from beautiful works of art, you know. Because we have students, you know, that can get out in the community and just show their peers leading by example, and our faculty, you know, sometimes can get involved in sustainability and lead by example with that. And as an entity in general, in the bigger picture, you know, what we do in town gets noticed a lot of the time. You know, so there's definitely some opportunity to inspire those around us.
My guest today has been Tracy Coronado, the university's new sustainability coordinator. To learn more about what Earth Week events are happening on campus, visit missouristate.edu/sustainability. I'm Emily Letterman for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.